Donald Trump is no typical politician, and his wife Melania is not a typical political spouse. Lately, the former model and native of Slovenia has been more visible on the campaign trail. NPR's Sarah McCammon has this profile.
Donald Trump often sings the praises of Donald Trump. But this month in Milwaukee, he raved about his wife, Melania.
She's an incredible woman. She's an incredible mother.
And Melania returned the favor.
He's a great leader. He's fair. As you may know by now, when you attack him, he will punch back 10 times harder.
That appearance followed a raft of news stories about Trump's poor favorability ratings with women. But Melania Trump makes no apologies for her husband.
No matter who you are, a man or a woman, he treats everyone equal.
Last night, Melania again appeared with Trump at a CNN town hall where she talked about his decision to run.
I said to him, you know, you cannot just talk, you need to go and run, and people will take us serious, and if you run, you will win.
But unlike most traditional political spouses, she hasn't campaigned on her own. When she does speak, she's on message. In multiple TV interviews, she's explained her decision to spend most of her time at home with Trump's 10-year-old son, Barron.
Well, it's my choice not to be there. I support my husband 100%. I'm a full-time mom, and I love it. So I decided not to be in the campaign so much, but I support my husband 100%. And I said I will be there when I can be there and support him 100% every day. All the time.
Melania Trump's biography is also unusual for a prospective first lady. She was born in 1970 in what is now Slovenia, where she studied architecture and design before becoming a model in Paris and Milan. In 2012, she reflected on that career during a shoot for Jet Set magazine, which markets itself as the best of luxury living.
It was my life years ago, and I travel around the world modeling and had a great career. So when I come back a day like this, it's really fun.
Modeling led Melania to New York City and eventually to her future husband. They met in 1998 at a fashion industry party. She told the story to ABC's Barbara Walters last year.
He was very charming, and we had a great sparkle. He came with a date, so he asked me for the number, and I said, I will not give you my number.
But Donald Trump gave Melania his number, and she called him. They married in 2005. Melania's first marriage and his third, following divorces from Ivana Trump, also a model, and actress Marla Maples. A few months after their wedding, in an interview with Larry King on CNN, Melania talked about what it's like to be married to Donald Trump.
We are very equal in the relationship, and that's very important.
Melania Trump recently became a focus in the campaign after an anti-Trump super PAC put out an online ad featuring a revealing photo from her modeling days. Donald Trump then went after rival Ted Cruz's wife, Heidi, on Twitter and retweeted an unflattering photo of her alongside a picture of Melania. He later acknowledged that was a mistake. Throughout the campaign, Melania Trump says she's told her husband to tone down his language. Here she is on CNN in February.
I'm my own person. I tell him what I think. I'm standing very strong on the ground, on my 2 feet.
And standing strong may be important, given how unpredictable and chaotic her husband's run has been. Sarah McCammon, NPR News.